The Democratic bill says mining companies should be taxed on the amount of minerals taken out of the ground, called a gross tonnage tax. The Republican bill would tax final profits. State Senator Dale Schultz says that's giving away natural resources.
All kinds of accountants have raised their eyebrows over this and said companies have ways to avoid paying taxes. It might be 10 years, if ever, before this is profitable.
But in Milwaukee yesterday, Governor Walker says no way to a gross tonnage tax.
I'm not going to issue veto threats on amendments that haven't yet been offered, but I can tell you I don't support that. And whether it's here or through the budget or anywhere else, I would do what was necessary to ensure that we don't have a new tax as part of mining legislation.
Enter Grover Nordquist. He sent emails to all Republican lawmakers telling them not to vote for the Democratic tax. Schultz got that email.
I was absolutely blown away. For a guy who has not exactly covered himself in glory recently with the fiscal cliff deal, looks like maybe he's looking for more fertile grounds in Wisconsin.
Schultz says this shows that the Wisconsin iron ore mining bill now has national interest. If passed here without the tonnage tax, which is also used in Minnesota and Michigan, it could become a national model. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.